champions from the Sleeper Wire Fantasy Football Show will help you win your fantasy football championship. Sleeper Wire, Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Sleeper Wire on Dash Talk.
Hell never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
When you control the mail, you control information.
Ooh. Excuse me.
If there's something strange in your league, who you gonna call?
Sleeper Wire!
Welcome to the Sleeper Wire Mail Sack. We got a musical group tonight, man. It's Lucas, we got Hussein, and Julian back on the Mail Sack tonight. I'm producer Steve, I'm running the phones. This is the Mail Sack. We take your calls, we take your questions from the Sleeper Bot and Fantasy Life app. If you want to call in live right now and get your question answered, the number is 909-713-7030, 909-713-7030. We'll take your calls live, answer your questions. And I do want to remind everybody listening, we do have that Michael Crabtree autographed certified jersey. We're doing a raffle for that. If you have enjoyed the Mail Sack this year, or you've enjoyed the Blitz and all the other live shows that we do, and we've helped you out, give us a nice review on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, wherever you find and listen to us. Take a screenshot of that review and email it to us with your name, sleeperwire@gmail.com, to get an entry into the raffle for the Michael Crabtree jersey. Guys, we got a call.
The footballer.
We got a call right now, and I think I know exactly who this is. VIP listener.
I don't think it's
here. VIP listener.
I don't know.
Hello, is this Curtis?
Yes, it is, guys. What's up?
I'm here. What's up,
Curtis? What's up, guys?
What's going on?
First thing first, I gotta thank you guys. I'm in nine leagues, and I'm in the playoffs in all nine leagues. So, thank you, guys.
Of course.
So I'm very amped up. Four of them are money leagues, so I'm guaranteeing whatever I win, y'all guarantee 10% whatever I win. No matter what.
Awesome. That's just awesome. Give it right to Rob. Just, you know, go to sleeperwire.com, just go to support, and just donate it right to Rob. That's all we do this show for.
Yeah.
Yes, man, yes. All right, guys. All right, I have a good problem this week, but it's playoff, so I have action anyways. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm looking for three running backs. I have Le'Veon Bell, got Kareem Hunt, I got Kenyon Drake, Alvin Kamara, and I need three out of those.
Okay, so it's Le'Veon Bell, Kamara, Fournette, Drake, and who?
And Hunt.
Okay. All right, well, we got to go with the obvious ones. So, Bell, Kamara.
Other obvious ones? I mean, he's got Hunt there.
He's got Hunt there, too. Okay, so...
He's got Fournette.
Let's eliminate Drake. Can we eliminate Drake? Can we agree on eliminating Drake?
Can we? I don't know. He's been so good. And Hunt's got, you know, even though the Chargers are giving up 18 points, and Hunt's coming off that nice, you know, that nice game... I don't know, and I'm a huge Hunt fan. I'm thinking Hunt might be the odd man out, and I'm leaning or throwing out Drake too. I'm going Fournette. So Fournette, Kamara, and Lev.
I'm the same.
Yeah, I like it.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, well, let me call and ask anyway, because I mean, I feel no question is a dumb question.
Of course not.
At this point in time, for sure not.
And these are great options, you know, so obviously we're nitpicking at this point. I mean, either one of these guys can come out and, you know, I mean, Kareem Hunt can very well continue his run, like the way he continued this season. You know, it was nice to see him get that touchdown. So he can very well do it, you know, like you said, you know, Chargers are giving up 18, you know, points. You know, they're not the best, but, you know, you got better options.
Chargers, for sure. Chargers have looked strong recently, though, so I just don't – specifically wide receivers, right. I don't want to play against them, but I don't really want to play anyone against them, especially when you have those other options. It makes it easy for me.
All right.
Especially if he's putting up a bunch of points, Hunt maybe, you know, gets phased out of the, you know, if they're playing catch up, he doesn't see as many carries.
Well, yeah, and they don't use him in the passing game.
Right, right. Well, they use him seldomly, not a, you know, not like a beast or something. So it's not enough.
Yeah,
not in the playoffs.
Yeah, I feel the same way because I mean, I also have Tyreek Hill as my wide receiver three, and I feel like well, since I have Tyreek Hill and he got upside, I feel more comfortable with just Hunt this weekend and playing the safe.
I think you're good to go, man.
All right. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Appreciate the help.
Of course, man.
No problem, man. Thanks for calling. All right,
guys. All right, man.
On the way.
On the come.
9 for 9, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, when you listen to Sleeper Wire, you know.
Oh, when you call every week.
Good results.
Good results.
Apparently, I'm not following my own advice because I didn't hit 100% playoffs.
Yeah, no, neither
yeah,
did I.
No, but, you know, no, neither did I. Yeah.
I had shit luck, though. It's like, you know, I had the third most points in my league, and I still it was not in the playoffs. So, you know, shit like that happens, too.
13, so definitely not as lucky as Curtis. I guess I don't listen to us as much as I should. Gotta start calling in.
All right, so...
So do you guys, hop into the sack? You guys start with in the bag, and then as we go along, I'll throw some of these questions in there from the Mixer chat, from the people who are listening.
Yeah, I think we can wiggle ourselves in there, in the bag, in the sack.
All right, we got in the bag, half point PPR flex. It's got Crowell, he's got Coleman, he's got Watson, Geo, and Olsen. All right, so who do we like here? He doesn't say how many he needs, so I'm guessing just one here.
Yeah,
Crowell, Coleman, Watson, Geo, Olsen. I'm going Geo here.
Yeah, I'm going Geo. The Bengals got the Vikings, but I don't think they're as scary against the run.
Mm-hmm. Watson could be decent too. I mean, Watson is he? I think he's playing the
playing Cleveland.
Cleveland, right?
Yeah,
I've had 0 point game the other game. You know, but
I'd rather have a running back.
Yeah, I'd rather have the touches, yeah, but yeah. Let me not talk myself out of Geo.
Yeah. I would go Geo and then Crowell here for me.
Yeah, Crowell got the Ravens.
I mean, Crowell came off a big game, and the Ravens can clearly be moved on, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
They clearly don't hold the ball enough on offense either, so it could work out for Crowell, but I think I'll go Geo.
All right, we're going Geo there. We got three for Geo. We got Dr. Chameleon pick two to play, and we got a call, so we got to go to that.
We just missed it. Let me see if he calls back. He was ringing in, and it didn't come in. So go ahead and do the next one.
All right. Call back. Pick two?
Yeah.
Fournette, Shady, Drake, or Williams?
Ooh, Fournette and Shady.
Same. Same here, Fournette and Shady.
I want to say Shady and Williams here.
Yeah, I was going to say, you want to say Williams, huh? Huh, Hoos?
Yeah, just off of that 66% he came off of. I mean, that's all I needed to see to continue playing this guy, to just stick him out there. I mean, he's just coming off of what? This is his third 20, you know, something, you know, over 25 points, 3 games in a row, coming off of 66% snaps. Yeah, I mean, he's Fournette's still splitting with, you know, and plus the Fournette's, you know, he's got a little minor injury. As of this point today, if they were starting tomorrow, I'm going Williams and Shady, especially with Fournette, you know, not practicing today.
Now, Packers are playing Carolina, so that doesn't worry you at all?
No, I think he's with Rodgers coming back. That's just going to be a scary project for them. So, now you got to work with now you got to deal with Rodgers back. Jordy,
well, are we certain that Rodgers?
He's back. Yeah, he's out
there. We know he's back. We're positive he's playing.
Yeah, he's out there. He's out there.
Okay.
Yeah, so Rodgers back, I think he gets plenty, you know, passing down work. He's going to see the goal line work. Aaron Jones, you know, he had 6 carries for minus something, you know. It wasn't, you know, what we are afraid of.
It could work out, but I might stick with. I think Fournette's just taking a you know.
And I don't blame you. It's Fournette. Just a rest. I just don't like that. He's sharing work, and he's a little banged up. So, all right, go with Shady and Fournette. All right, Schmuck.
Wait, we got a call, actually. I already put the caller in. Caller, thank you so much for being quiet in the background. What's up?
Hey, this is Dr. Detroit. I appreciate you guys taking my call. Question I have for you is I need to choose three out of six or so. I've got Kamara, Bell, Howard, and Collins, and I've got to choose three. And I've got Thielen, Hogan, and Parker, and Goodwin. And I've got to choose two, probably, out of those three. So I can only start five out of those. What do you like this week?
Thielen and Goodwin.
Can you give it to us one more time? Sorry, I think I missed
yeah,
it.
Yeah. No problem.
Bell and Kamara are surefire starts.
Right. Bell and Kamara are surefire starts. I've got Thielen as a surefire start. Yeah. The question is, do I go with Collins and Howard or Collins or Howard? I can only play one of those guys if I start Kamara and Bell. And then Parker, okay. Goodwin, and Parker Goodwin, and I can't remember the other one offhand. But Hogan. Anyway, that'll be good enough. Hogan, yeah, exactly. That's exactly who it was, Hogan. Chris Hogan, who did nothing last week for me.
I think I'm going. Which Howard is this? Is it your running back?
It's Jordan. It's Jordan Howard. Yeah.
Jordan Howard. Yeah, definitely.
And you can't use him in the flex.
I can use him in the flex, but I can't use Collins if I use Howard.
Yeah, so he basically needs two wide receivers and a flex right now. So I'm going to use. If it's me, I like both Howard and Collins, but I'm going to lean Howard here. Detroit hasn't really been stopping anyone's run game, and Howard has looked – I mean, he came off a really big game last week. So I'm going to go Howard, and then I'm Thielen and Hogan.
Thielen and Hogan. All right.
And
not sitting Goodwin, eh?
I'm going to go –
Yeah, I mean, they might go Goodwin. We'll see what they say.
Yeah, I'm going to actually go Thielen, Goodwin, Collins.
Okay.
You like Collins, all right. Because of the matchup?
Yeah, and I just like his usage. You know, I'm a big fan of Collins. I've liked him in coming into the season. I love how much they've been using him, and you know, he's just a beast of a back. I think he's
underrated.
You know, and I just like him a lot this week, and I definitely like Goodwin. You know, he's definitely one of the favorite targets there. And then Thielen, obviously Thielen. You know, and not knocking Howard at all. He obviously came off that big game. But, you know, they also had Tariq Cohen, you know, what did he like miss? Like, he had a couple touchdowns that went back. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, not that affected Howard at all, but he's still there. So you just never
know right.
when that game is going to be there.
Yeah, and Novante's perfect on that big game. So that's a big deal.
Of course.
Yeah. I think for me, I would probably choose Collins. I think it's just the better matchup. And for the receivers, I'd probably go Thielen Hogan. Goodwin has been showing up too. I think it's just a hard to trust situation for the playoffs.
Excellent.
So I think Hogan and Thielen for me.
Hey, great feedback. Appreciate it, guys.
Good luck, buddy.
Good luck.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
We'll hear you next week.
Good work. Yep.
Good luck, man.
All right. Thanks.
All right, let me throw in a couple of mixer questions real quick because we got these guys listening right now. Let's see. Raz Attack asks, Mike Davis, Gallman, or DeMarco Murray this week?
Or DeMarco Murray? Gonna go Gallman.
Really?
I could have sworn.
Is that the Looney Tunes music?
Right there. I don't know what that was. That was just like a Looney Tunes.
It was like a mix of Looney Tunes and Christmas. I was like,
yeah, it was just like a
jingle music. Bells.
Yeah, it was a mix of everything. I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm going Mike Davis here.
I like the workload. I do like the workload.
He looks good. He looks like a little bowling ball.
No, he looks good. Definitely looks good.
He can catch if he needs to. So.
Yeah, same here.
Davis.
All right. Two for Davis, one for Gallman.
Dave?
Darren Warkinen, Breeze or Keenum this week? Breeze gets the Jets. I think Keenum plays the Bengals.
I like Keenum, man.
Really?
He's just been consistent. But who do they play? I'm just saying words. Who do they play?
Vikings play the Bengals. Oh, the Bengals. Yeah.
Got some Bengals.
Yeah. Well, no, the better matchup is for Breeze. It's just again, I mean, they've become such a running team lately.
I think Breeze will be fine this week. I do. I think Breeze will be pretty good. They're at home. They just came off a tough loss to the Falcons. They need to win out here just to seal up, you know, the best seed in the playoffs that they can. They're going to have to play Atlanta again next week. This starts a two-game home streak. You know, they're at home. They're going to have Kamara back. I'm smelling a big game from Breeze. I am.
I don't know. I feel like Breeze wasn't having those good games when Kamara was there. I felt like he was forced to throw when Kamara was kind of out of the game a little bit more. And if with Kamara back, you know, I've just really been down on Breeze all season. You know, I wasn't really high on him coming in, you know, especially with their defense getting better. I just don't have to rely on him to do so much. Yeah, so I'm going to go Keenum here. You know, I like him bouncing back, you know, against Cincy. Yeah, it's not the greatest of matchups, but you know, I've just been so off of Breeze. I can't really trust him. Like, he hasn't really helped you win 1 week. He's just been kind of like he didn't really help, you know, make you lose a week maybe, but actually there were weeks where he did lose you weeks because you played him. But there's not 1 week where you put him in and he helped, like, he won me this week.
Right, he's just been like that high end QB2. Ish. He's never actually won you.
He is a QB1, but he's just like, he's borderline.
Yeah, I mean,
come on.
I don't know about
fantasy. In fantasy.
Like, well, we can say this. I think Bortles' best game isn't better than Breeze's best game.
Yeah, of course.
So, if I
don't have the numbers in front of me. But,
Breeze is the number. He's the number eight QB. He's ahead of Cousins, Stafford, and Newton.
Okay. I mean, he hasn't in been. My league, he's I mean, 12. He has. His highest productive game has been week 3, 26 points. And then the only other games where he gave you 25 points was two other times, week 2 and then week 11. You know, he's had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games in the teens. That yeah. Loses you games. You know, like, you, I know it's the Jets are not the greatest match, but they're not that bad on defense. You know, and I don't know. I still think that Keenum's still MVP caliber quarterback this season. Breeze is not. He's a better quarterback, I think, in real life, but maybe just not this season. I don't know. I'm going Keenum.
Okay.
All right. I got Wilson 27 wants to know, do I start McCaffrey, Latavius, or Jamal Williams in standard?
Williams.
Yeah, I like Williams.
Yep.
3 for Williams. All right, D-Unit 0811, standard. Cam Rogers or Prescott?
Let me see the matchups here.
I'm
so
I'm trying to see matchups.
So Carolina and Green Bay are playing each other.
Oh, okay. Well,
Dallas
Rogers
is playing
Rogers.
Oakland.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, Oakland is bad.
If Rogers happens not to play for whatever reason, then it's Cam for me, but...
I think I'm going Cam here.
Actually, you know what? I'm changing to Prescott. Oakland's bad.
Yeah, it's between Cam and Prescott are real close for me. I'm a Cowboys fan, so trying not to be a homer here.
No, yeah, I hear you.
If Zeke was back, I would be for sure going Dak here. But maybe they use Rod Smith in the passing game again to help boost the points.
I think the way they both looked at, if they can continue that script of, I mean, obviously you can't control the game script, but with Oakland, I think you can a little bit more. You know, like, they're just so bad. They got rid of their defensive coordinator, but it didn't do much. It kind of did something for that one game. And then other than that, they're bad. And Prescott's good, you know, so I know, I don't know. Rodgers coming back, I don't know, maybe fire up the Green Bay Packers, maybe the team overall. And then the other option was, who was the other? Newton, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Carolina. Yeah.
Newton.
And then, the other way around. And then with Newton, I don't know. For me, it's between Newton and Prescott. So okay. I'm going to go Prescott, though.
Okay. All right, D-Unit, we're going to finish off your question after this caller. Caller, hello, you're on. What's your name?
Hey, what's going on? It's Gabriel. How you guys doing?
Hey, Gabe. What's going on, man?
Doing pretty good.
Hey, so it's playoff, obviously. Second round of playoffs. I have my two money teams. One is a standard and one's a PPR league, full-point PPR. First, I want to ask you about Case Keenum or Blake Bortles.
Keenum, for sure.
Keenum.
Oh, no, Bortles is... No, the Houston defense have been bad.
Don't do
Hoos?
It.
Hoos? Hoos?
Don't all right, even all right, think. All right, don't even think about it.
But keep Bortles, because next week, if he does what he should do this week, then he's gonna be on a little bit of a roll, you know. And there, you know, so I don't know. He is a QB one right now. I mean, he is. You know, I know he's been bad, but he's a QB one. So
look, I like him. I like him too. But it's also playoff time. Let's.
Well, he has a better matchup, but go with Keenum. Go with the MVP guy.
Yes.
All right. And then I have this mess with Mike Evans. So I don't even know what to do with him right now. I have right now in my lineup, I have Funchess and Diggs. Or this is the PPR league. I have Funchess and Diggs because I don't know what to do with Mike Evans. I have Mike Evans in my flex, but I'm thinking about Burkhead in my flex.
I would sit Diggs and go Burkhead in the flex and play Mike Evans.
Because I'm starting Freeman in college in my other running back positions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would give Evans a shot this week.
Yeah.
And I would
Monday Night Football.
Yep.
All right. And then
I don't know. I don't know, man. Yeah, I don't know if I can back that.
I'm not playing Evans.
Who
are your other options?
But if you want to look at anything positive, Mike Thomas had a game against Atlanta. But I think he was the only receiver that actually had a game against Atlanta last week.
Well, I mean, they were missing Kamara, you know, and, you know, yeah, Kamara was that guy in that midfield, you know, so that turned into Thomas, which Thomas is kind of inconsistent. You finally saw a great game from him. So with Kamara back, I think you see that hit or miss Thomas again.
That's true. Okay. That's true.
I don't know. Yeah. Who are your other options here?
I don't know. I have Funchess, Diggs, Evans, and I have Westbrook. and I could start three or I could start two.
Okay. That's in the flex.
I think I play Funchess, DD,
Diggs.
And Evans. Yeah, and Evans.
So then, I'm going to start two. I think Burkhead is just in on a roll right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you're starting
Burkhead. I'm in the flex, yeah. And then I need two receivers. So the four options are Funchess, Diggs, Evans, and Westbrook.
Yeah, I'm playing Westbrook over Evans.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
In a PPR, especially?
Yeah, I mean, he's been getting the volume. He's got, like three games over 20, I want to say? At least?
Yeah.
I don't think I have it in front of me, but because I haven't won a couple teams. I picked them up a little bit earlier and just kind of stashed and waited. Then there's a couple teams I dropped him on because I was impatient on, but
yeah, he's looking good.
Right.
Well, anyways, I guess so. The consensus is Funchess and Westbrook, or Funchess and Evans. That's your two options, right? So you guys.
I think it's two. I think it's two for Westbrook, and I think all three of us for Funchess.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So really, it was just the wide receiver two spot was the only thing that we were debating, and it was between Westbrook and Evans, and it was two Westbrook and one Evans.
And no Diggs, not at all.
No Diggs.
I like Diggs, but not over the options you have.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And then real quick, my standard league, and make this real quick. I have Winston or Bortles.
Oh, Bortles for me.
Yeah.
Who do the Bucks play?
Bucks are playing Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta. That's right. And Monday Bortles. Night. That's a Monday night prime time too. Bortles for me. I don't think Winston comes to play.
I just don't.
And then
think
luckily,
just Bortles.
Luckily, I picked up Jordy Nelson was on the waiver wire, so I picked him up. So I might.
Oh wow, you lucky man! You.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Play Jordy for sure.
That's set for Jordy, and then I have Tyreek Hill, but he has a really tough matchup, so I'm not sure. But he's at home. And then I have my other options for my other wide receivers are Fitzgerald, Westbrook, or Jeffrey. This is a standard league.
And how Westbrook. Many of these do you need?
I need, I can have the wide receiver two and the flex as a wide receiver as an option. But so I have Fitzgerald, Alshon, and Westbrook.
And you're choosing one? Sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to go Fitzgerald and, I want to trust Foles.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Alshon.
So you're gonna for my wide receiver,
Foles,
you wouldn't play Hill.
I don't like the matchup, you know.
Yeah.
I don't like the matchup. And then Alex Smith he's been hit or miss kind of all season. He's either, you know, won you games or he hasn't really killed you, but, you know, I don't know. So, and then Tyreek Hill, he's kind of been the same way.
So I have Tyreek Hill, Fitzgerald, Westbrook, or Alshon for my wide receiver
team. Yeah, I'm going Fitzgerald, Alshon here in a standard.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, Fitzy. So
all right. And then in my flex, I have Alfred Morris, Oakland. And then I have Mike Davis on my bench, and then Jeffrey and Westbrook.
Yeah, I mean, I would just be rocking. I think I'd rock Alfred Morris in that flex.
Yep.
Yeah, do the same. Standard. Yeah.
Yeah, right, he showed some good moves. No problem, man. Take care of that cute baby you got there. I could tell through the phone.
See you, bud.
Right, see you, man. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right, guys. We had another call. Thank you for being patient on the line there, caller. Go ahead. What's your name?
Oh, perfect. Hey, this is Matt. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. All right,
buddy. All right, perfect. I need your help. I'm clutching the semi-final championship. I have Le'Veon Bell at running back, and I'm going to play Jordan Howard as well.
Okay.
I'm going to got the Jacksonville at defense. I'm going to start Keenan Allen and Thielen at wide receiver. I need help with my QB and my flex. For QB, I have Big Ben, I picked up Rivers, and I lucked up on Rodgers in the waiver wire, too.
I'm going Rivers.
I'm going Ben.
But I hear, I'm a Steelers fan, too, so this is really tough.
Yeah, I'm going Big Ben. I mean, he's been so hot in, you know, New England, and then
I think they come after
Super Bowl winners.
New England's pissed right now.
That's what I'm thinking.
New England's pissed. Yeah. Belichick is mad. And
I don't care how pissed they are. They don't look good this season.
They don't look good. I mean, they look okay, but I think Antonio Brown gets shut.
You know
down.
Who looks good? Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell. Roethlisberger.
They're going to bring the heat, right?
Even Jesse James. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't. I think. Nah. Look.
Big I don't want to risk it.
We've seen
risk this what? Big I mean, he's been right? on fire,
man.
He's in fuego right now.
Yeah. Come on.
And Rivers isn't.
Not even on road.
No. I'm still Rivers. I think I'd pick Rivers. I think the Patriots are definitely pissed off, and they will find a way to slow Ben down. They're not going to slow down the offense so much. It could be a Le'Veon Bell.
All right,
Or four picks. I'm calling more interceptions than touchdowns thrown for Big Ben this week.
Oh wow.
Okay. That's big.
Yep.
And what about Rivers? I hear he's up and down with divisional matchups.
He is.
Man, they're hot right now. You're talking about a hot team. The Chargers are the hottest team in the NFL. Right now, with Carson Wentz going down, the Chargers are the hottest team in the NFL.
I just don't want Marcus Peters to come back and now choose he wants to have like a 2-3 pick game against Phillip Rivers. And I have Kelsey too, so I remember the game week 3 when he had like one catch for 1 yard.
I mean, it could happen, but the Chiefs have not looked good. They have not looked good, and the Patriots have. I know they had this one bad game and they started off weak, but like they had a stretch of about 10 games where they looked good on defense.
Their
like
corners are not good.
Butler's going to shadow Brown. Gilmore will take care of Brian because he's not playing at the level we all thought. And Juju may have a big day, but it's like
and then Bell's just going to beast. And then
that's what I'm counting on.
And he's going to eat yardage through
the
ground off of Bell because he's going to throw him a little pass, and then Lev's just going to eat up the ground, and it's all going to be in Roethlisberger's point favor.
That's why I'm thinking don't invest too much in the Pittsburgh and just let Le'Veon Bell be my Pittsburgh guy and go
do that too. I mean, you got good options. And the boys back and the guys beside me are saying Rivers. So you're going Rivers here.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about the flex? So with my flex, I already heard about Mike Evans and he's disappointing me this year. Yeah. But I've got Mike Evans, Evan Ingram, Marquise Goodwin, Crabtree, and Didi. Technically, Crabtree should have an amazing matchup. That I'm really thinking is dependent if Cooper plays or not. But Derek Carr's been inconsistent.
And Derek Carr, exactly.
Marquise Goodwin is getting a crazy target share, but Tennessee's like kind of in the middle, I think. And the defense are like number 11 in like the rankings of allowing.
I kind of like Goodwin's opportunities, though. Is this PPR?
Yeah, PPR.
I like Goodwin a lot.
Yeah, I'm slowly coming around to Goodwin.
Because they allow touchdowns to receivers. And if Jimmy G is doing his thing,
he looks good.
I think my vote here is Crabtree, but I think the other two That's like it. Goodwin.
You know so what, though? I was between Crabtree and Goodwin. I am favoring Goodwin, though, but I like Crabtree a lot. I could be swayed, but, I mean...
If Cooper plays, do you think go of Goodwin?
Cooper playing, I think, helps Crabtree.
Go Crabtree. Cooper does not play, go Goodwin.
Okay, Cooper does not, because they'll be locked on, and then they got to play Cordell Patterson and several Roberts.
Having a team having all of their offensive weapons, you know, you're playing a little bit of roulette with who's going to get the touchdowns. But when teams have all of their weapons, they just
run better.
And so they have, you know, more what you want is offensive snaps, right? The more plays that they're out there on the field, you know, the greater chance that they're getting some targets thrown their way. If they're going three and out all the time because they can't move the ball, well, even if your guy's the best wide receiver on the field, you know, defense can shut one guy down. So
yeah, there's risk there.
Jacksonville has a cease.
I think they will. They're looking good too. But teams have a strange ability to come off a big win like beating Seattle and then just come out and, you know, do something.
Come back to earth.
Yeah, like get beat by the Texans. Yeah. Football's weird that way. Sure. You know, the guarantees are not always guarantees. You can ask Tom Brady.
Yeah, but he does this all the time around him. Tom Brady's a perfect example of why I'm scared of divisional matchups. Because even when they were playing Buffalo, I was counting on it. So, you know what? I started Tyrod the game he got hurt. I was like, you know what? They always have these crazy, weird games when they play Buffalo and Miami and the Jets. So
crazy close games, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it happens with Miami instead of Buffalo.
Yep, that's right.
And I'll let you guys go. But for next week, I know I can't start Aaron Rodgers against Minnesota for a championship. You know, if I win this and knock the guy out. Because he only has Fournette, Julio, Gronk, Frank Gore, which I don't think he has the confidence to play him on Thursday. So he has 24 hours. He has Marquise Lee, Sammy Watkins, Robert Woods. He's in a terrible position at QB because he just lost Wentz. And he picked up Flacco.
You just picked up Rodgers too. So
yeah, good block. I have buddies who were like making dumb left consolations. So I was like, yo, I need you to pick up a QB. I don't care who you pick up. Just pick up a QB.
Oh my god!
Literally, because he doesn't pay attention, and it's a money league.
That's not collusion, there.
Just block this guy.
That's not collusion.
Nah.
How is that collusion? A guy that I'm playing with, I tell him to pick up Jimmy G.
Collusion would be more of a trade.
No, but you're telling someone to pick up someone that wasn't. That's collusion. Sorry.
How is that collusion? If someone's gonna pick up Kaiser and they see Jimmy G, and I say you're probably better off of Jimmy G given the matchup.
Yeah, but he was gonna pick up the bummy Kaiser. So you're giving him fantasy advice. He's to help.
If they ask for the fantasy advice.
No.
At the end of the day, it sounds like
you invaded the guy's space. Like, hey, you over there, play this guy. That's what.
Oh no, saying. They came to me and asked me, like, what do you think of? I didn't go out my way because, given my stars and who he has, the only person I'm worried about is Julio Gronk. And Fournette, but now I'm hearing Fournette has a quad injury.
You did the right thing. You did the right thing.
Right, yeah, so you might want to block the diaper.
Yeah, you know, blocks, that's what it's about, you know. You block him out.
It's blocking season.
So for next game, if it's championship, who do you start between Rivers against the Jets or Big Ben against Houston?
I'm going to go Big Ben there.
I think I'll go Ben.
Okay. I like Rivers this week and the Ben next week.
And I like Ben both weeks, but you can blame Rivers.
Saturday, I got a couple days to figure
Saturday,
it out. I
appreciate don't forget it. To set your lineup, guys.
I won't. I appreciate it. You guys are great, man. I just kind of really found out about this today. Keep doing what you're doing. You are amazing.
Oh, thanks, man. If you're anything that we do, man, we have a sleeperwire.com. We have a little support section, and we're actually, you know, we're I don't know if some of the listeners don't know, we're a nonprofit organization, and all we do this for is try to help our buddy with chronic Lyme disease. So it's if you guys
got anything,
if you could donate anything, he appreciates it. His treatments are pretty expensive, and it's the Christmas season. If you're feeling like we helped you, you know, we definitely appreciate it if you could help Rob.
Most definitely. I'm on the page right now. Free advice.
Appreciate it, man.
We appreciate that,
appreciate
man.
Appreciate it a lot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Support our cause. I'm on it. Thank you awesome, so much. Man. Rob, you're awesome. Me.
You're
Yo, T-Mac, pop luck. Up. Appreciate it.
Good luck, buddy.
It.
Thank we'll you. Talk to you next week at Championship.
Yep, definitely. I appreciate it. You guys have a good one.
You too, man.
Peace.
All right. I want to get back to that D unit question real quick because there was three parts. We didn't finish it. So we answered the question question. Oh my God. The quarterback part, Cam Rodgers or Prescott. I think we had two for Prescott, one for Cam, if I'm not mistaken. The tight end, Engram or Walker?
Walker. I think Philly's going to be upset and they're going to be playing for Wentz. I think that defense is going to come to eat. And Engram, he made a sick one-handed catch, but I've seen a lot of drops from him. And if Sterling Shepard is out, I don't think they're going to be able to move the ball against Philly.
Yeah, I'm going Walker.
Yeah, Walker for me.
Okay, and then wide receiver, he needs Baldwin or Alshon?
Baldwin.
Yeah. It's not Wentz, it's Foles. Like, we kind of want to see how he plays, right? You know, right. Baldwin's yeah. a known entity.
Foles has been, he's been competent when his coordinators and coaches weren't Chip Kelly and Jeff Fisher.
That's true, but we still haven't really seen him. I mean, he looked – I know he wasn't expected
We've
to play last game, but he looked
– quarterback he looked, one and throw touchdowns and what, just two interceptions? Like when he had a decent somebody calling it
yeah,
back there.
Yeah, but it's been like yeah, – it's been like what, a year?
In 2014.
In 2014.
2 years? So yeah, I'm saying, yeah, you he's know. Got the best offense he's ever played in his career.
Sure, that's but what
– He's a veteran quarterback. He looked like he was decent out there. I mean, he didn't look terrible. So I don't know. I like Alshon.
Look, I'm just trying to call it like I see it, and I'm not saying that he's not going to have a good game, but I'm not ready to play Alshon Jeffery, who I'm not sure I would have played over Baldwin even if Wentz was in. I'm not ready to play him with Foles as the quarterback when we haven't even gotten one full game to see how those two link up, or if Alshon's even going to be his favorite target because. Ertz is back. Burton is still going to be in there running snaps. You have Alshon, you have Aguilar, and you have 14 running backs that they use.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree.
All right. We got a caller.
Baldwin for me.
Two for Baldwin, one for Alshon. We do have a caller on the line right now. Caller, what's your name?
Hi, this is Chase.
What's up, Chase? How's it going, buddy?
Hey, Chase.
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm on a 5-game winning streak since I started listening to you guys, so...
All right.
Awesome. Nice. That's what we like
I like
here.
It.
So now I'm a
to be a similar tune. We like it.
Going.
And it's like a Christmas gift when we hear that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I did go against y'all last week. I played Kenyon Drake over Mike Evans, and I think I wish okay. I could drop Mike Evans at this point.
Yeah. It's
oh,
tough,
man. We told you to start Mike Evans last week. I guess I wasn't on the show.
Nah, yeah, I totally didn't. I went with Josh Gordon and Kenyon Drake, and it totally
yeah, I can't,
panned
yeah,
I out. I know we said Gordon last week.
Yeah, Gordon was good. And back to Gordon, I'm a little nervous this week, but I guess roll with the fire.
Yeah, he's playing hot, so just...
So this league is a half-point PPR, and I'm uncertain okay. all over the place. I have... a lot of running backs. I've hit the waiver wire pretty hard on running backs too. So I guess stick with Kenyon Drake. He's kind of a RB1 at this point.
Yeah, he's just a beast.
Yeah. I have Samaje Perine, DeMarco Murray, Mike Evans, or not Mike Evans, I'm sorry, Derrick Henry, Mike Davis, and Kerwan Williams.
Okay.
And I can play running backs in my flex. Currently right now I'm going Perine, Drake, Murray. I'm not sold on P. Ryan. I'm thinking maybe bumping somebody up.
Yeah, I don't like P. Ryan.
I'd
play Davis.
Yeah, I'd play Davis.
You'd
as well.
Play Mike Davis.
Yeah,
I'd play Davis. That scares yeah. me with those ribs. I had Ty Montgomery earlier this year and I dreaded it. But he came out and he was practicing today, so I've been tossing that way too.
Yeah, I would, you know, monitor it, of course. We always recommend to monitor as the week goes on. They're not in the Saturday games, right? I know there's a couple Saturday games this
no,
week.
No, that's a...
That's a Sunday.
Sunday.
It's a Sunday.
4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, I would monitor, but I like, you know, Seattle's coming on hot right now, kind of like they tend to do in the second half of the season. Russell Wilson, when you have a QB, man, when you have a running QB that can make plays like Russell Wilson does, it, you know, it just opens up so many things. And Mike Davis, he's your guy.
Yeah, I think he fits the bill for that offense. So I think I'd have Davis over P. Ryan.
Okay. So Davis and Drake is my two running backs. My flex is still pretty open, too. I also have Mohamed Sanu, and he's been pretty hot lately.
Yeah.
But right now,
you got to keep him in there, especially against Tampa.
Yeah, that's what I was debating, not benching DeMarco Murray and maybe throwing Sanu in there.
Oh, yeah. Especially against Tampa. Tampa's terrible. I mean,
he had a great game
against him last time as well.
Yeah. Okay. So that means I would be rolling with three receivers, Keenan Allen, Josh Gordon, and Thomas.
Sounds good.
How do y'all feel defense-wise? I picked up the Lions. I have the Chargers as well. Chargers obviously have been pretty hot, but I'm a little nervous about this matchup.
I would maybe check and see if New Orleans is out there.
I'd try. The guy right before me got him.
Okay.
We've got the Falcons are out there right now. The Bears, but obviously I don't want to do that. Stafford playing okay. I was kind of going on a flyer with the Lions.
Yeah, Titans out there.
They're out there. Titans. I'm playing against the Titans this week.
Oh, yeah, they've been good.
Cardinals are out there, but it's all in which Redskins show up.
So who do you have right now? Again,
what
you have the Chargers.
I have the Chargers and the Lions.
I'd go with the Lions.
I think the Lions for me right too.
Now. You know, these coaches have to be. You know, I mean, they're head football coaches. They have to see what we see, right? Like, shut down Jordan Howard, and you've shut down the Bears.
Correct.
Right, shut down the run game. I mean, Tariq Cohen, like he can have some burst plays, but he's not a world beater. You know, if you let Howard run down your defense and get something going, then he could be. But stack the box, bring the blitz, have a linebacker spying on Howard, and just get, you know, Trubisky a little nervous, hearing footsteps, rattle his cage early, and I think that the Bears become pretty one dimensional. So. I'm just going to bet that they're able to figure that out too.
Okay. Stick with the Lions. Okay. That's kind of how I was feeling as well. Another league real quick, if y'all have a few extra minutes. I've been burning back hell here too. Jordan Howard's pretty much number one. He's starting. I picked up Theo Riddick. I have Alfred Morris. And I have Mike Davis, which I was thinking about plugging in maybe over Alfred.
You definitely want to play Alfred Morris this week. Oakland's terrible. So, you know, he's going to get 18-plus touches, and Dak actually is looking pretty good. The defense kind of gelling a little bit. So, I mean, Alfred is a must-start for me. Okay. What about you guys?
I wouldn't put a must-start, but, I mean...
Based on who he has?
Yeah, based off of who yeah. I mean, I just meant in general, but...
Gotcha.
Yeah, but yeah, I think if, yeah, based who you have, I'm definitely going Morris.
I also picked up Jonathan Stewart, too. I don't know if that's...
No, yeah.
Yeah, no.
I like Riddick.
No. It was just an outlier type of game for Stewart.
Well, I mean, he had a couple games. So, I mean, we can't strictly toss it away. But I think teams are starting to be like, oh, okay, that's what you're doing over there? Okay. you know, so it's not a game I'm getting too excited about. I like your options here.
Okay. Y'all like the Riddick this week? You think to keep it going?
With Abdullah back, I don't know.
Abdullah was a healthy scratch last week.
Yeah, but I think they said that they wanted to start him.
I mean, Riddick clearly looks like the better back, so.
100%, but I just don't like that they're going to give touches away. You know, I don't like that he's going to lose touches.
Yeah, I would monitor that situation.
Yeah, I would, though.
Maybe put Mike Davis over with Theo Riddick if it ends up panning out that way.
Mike Davis.
And then definitely monitor it. I like Riddick over Mike Davis, but Abdullah in there, you know, with the touches coming away is the only thing that, you know, puts me off.
Okay. Receivers are eight. A.B. and Larry Fitz, I'm just going to roll with them. Robbie Anderson's no good. Robert Woods, I'm afraid to play coming back, so I'm just going to stash what happens.
All right.
Yeah, I think you're good.
Best of luck, man.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
Good luck.
Look, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Good call, Chase. Thanks. All right, let me run through a few more of these real quick. We'll hop back in the sack. Ricardo Banks, Eagles, Ravens, Chargers. Pick one.
Eagles.
Yep, Eagles here.
Eagles, yep.
All right, Eric Musial, who do you like this weekend? Highest to lowest out of the following. So basically just rank these guys. We've got Alshon, Tyreek Hill, Westbrook.
Just those three?
Yeah, those. Let's start with those three.
Alshon, Westbrook.
Tyreek for me, I still, you know, show me the money. I want to see that Foles-Alshon connection. Tyreek Hill, one play, and he can make your fantasy day. So even though I don't love the matchup, he's not really a traditional wide receiver that we've seen the Chargers shut down. He's someone that can really do something with a screen. So Hill, Alshon, Westbrook for me.
Okay.
I thought those were the only three players. Yeah, I was going to say it was only those three players.
Oh no, we're ranking them. Sorry.
Yeah, just rank them real quick out of those three.
Oh, we're ranking
them. All right, so either way, the last guy, the guy I didn't mention would be the last guy.
Okay.
Yeah. I would probably be Hill, Alshon, and Westbrook. But it's close, though. It's really close.
All right. Way to be decisive. We got running backs, so we can try again here. So these three running backs, we got McCaffrey, Barber, and Rod Smith. Who do you like the best? 1, 2, 3.
I like Barber the most.
Wow. I like McCaffrey the most.
I love Barber. Love the guy. I think he's going to win championships. Yeah, I love Barber, and then McCaffrey, and then the last guy.
Rod Smith? All right.
Rod Smith.
Yeah. Yep.
Clearly, Rod Smith is last, though. So it's McCaffrey and Barber is the question between you guys.
Yeah, McCaffrey would be first. Rod Smith and Barber.
Do you like Rod Smith over Barber?
Yes, just... You know, abilities and size and everything. It's just really tough, though. Is Barber the only back right there, right now?
I mean, Doug Martin's there, but he's been terrible, and he fumbled the ball. And ever since he did, you know, Barber took over, and I don't think they're going to go back to him. They should have never called Doug Martin the starter anyway. Peyton Barber looked fantastic. He's a second-year player. Like, I don't know what they're doing. They have nothing to play for.
Well, they still got – I think they're still going to be playing Martin. So, yeah, I think I would –
Then I gotta play Martin.
Rod, second. Well, we gotta see it.
Yep.
Show me the money.
You know.
After he fumbled, he didn't see another play.
Well, yeah, that game.
All right.
I gotta pick two in standard for Ricardo Banks. We got Tyrell Williams, Kerwin, or Diggs. I need two of them. Standard.
Ricardo Williams?
I think he's thinking of Kerwin Williams, right?
No. Ricardo Banks is the guy that asked the question.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, he needs two standard. Tyrell Williams, Kerwin, and Diggs are his choices.
Kerwin and Diggs.
Yeah.
Kerwin and Diggs. Okay. We got Berserk Kurt 1, full PPR. Mike Evans, Paul Richardson, or Muhammad Sanu? Got one. Got to have one. Sanu?
I love Sanu. Like, he is probably... the most quietly undervalued wide receiver in the NFL right now.
It's one of my sleepers earlier into the season. I said, if you continue seeing these targets,
I mean,
he's going to be a wide receiver too, based off of just targets alone. And that's what we're seeing.
Man, he's a big receiver, and he has great hands. He has great ability, one-handed catches, the ability to track the ball. His routes are pretty good. I just like Sanu.
All right, Wilson 27 starts Sanu or Juju in standard.
Sanu.
Yeah. You know, it's fun watching Juju on that beat, but Sanu. <All
right. laughs> Same here. I think the trend is going slowly down. But, for Sanu. Sanu for me.
Gotcha. Raz Attack, Denver defense or Washington defense this week?
Washington.
Who does Denver have?
Colts, Brissett.
Brissett's.
It's also a Thursday night game, so I might go with Broncos here.
I think I'm going to lean Broncos just because I think they are the better defense.
All right. Two for Denver.
And maybe they get a little pep to their step after.
How are they the better defense?
What do you mean? I mean, there's still this.
They're 19th.
Because the offense has had so many issues. It's not that the defense has really been bad. They have been disheartened. Like, the players
are still...
The Redskins
have been 24, too. So, I mean, I guess they are the better defense. Yeah.
He said that with such disappointment. And
just kind of like, oh, well, I got it, you know. He admitted it, though. I mean, he saw it. He called it, so...
He did.
Well, Denver's.
I don't like them though.
Denver's still in the top five in terms of yardage allowed. The last 3 weeks, they're still in the top five of lowest yardage allowed.
I still like Redskins more this week though.
Okay. So you got two for Denver, one for Washington. Razatech, SMT Cug. How do you guys feel about Redskins D next week? He picked up New Orleans for this week, but not sure if he can use them next week. So New Orleans has the Falcons, I believe, next week. I'm not sure who the Redskins play next week. Let me take a look.
The Redskins next week?
Yeah, for defense.
The Redskins next week, they play Denver. Denver's pretty bad.
Yeah, I think I would probably go...
Yeah, the Redskins next week.
Yeah, unless the Broncos come out this week and put up 30 points on the Colts, with a lot of it being the offense moving the ball, I think that you got to go... You know, because teams can get hot. We've seen it. And so if they dominate the Jets and then dominate... here this week, you know, maybe Denver's doing something, but
I don't think they're a team that can get hot.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, Demaryius Thomas and Sanders, like, they have talent.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're specialty players. I would like them all season. I mean, even though they haven't been what you wanted, they're still flexes.
Yeah. So, you know, I would just wait and see, you know, go with the hot hand.
All right. Nicholas Miller just chimed in on the Mixer chat. OMFG, Kareem Hunt has found himself on the waiver wire. WTF, exclamation what? Point, exclamation point, exclamation
Kareem,
point.
Kareem Hunt? Is he sure it's not Akeem Hunt?
Someone was.
Yeah, I know. Make sure on that one.
I've got prematurely excited before.
Where they do that at?
Make sure on that one. That is all I have for the Mixer chat right now. You can jump back into the sack if you want. I think we left off at SMT Cug, who just asked a question on here. So it's the Rodgers Keenum question. You guys on that one, I believe?
Rodgers Keenum also flex Jordy, yep. P. Ryan, Crabtree, or Tate? Is that the question?
That's the one.
What do we think, guys? Rodgers or Keenum?
Keenum's just hot. I think I'd be okay with having.
Yeah,
Keenum.
I do like Rodgers. If you have someone like Mariota or Winston, but when you have a quarterback that you've been winning and likely using for the last 6 weeks, 7 weeks, like, don't try to get too cute. I like Rodgers, but we haven't seen him play.
Right.
We know. I mean, we know it's Rodgers, but we just haven't seen him gel yet. You know what I mean? He's not quite back in. So I'm going Keenum. Keenum and Jordy, actually.
Going Rodgers and Jordy.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
Yeah, hey, it's good too.
Connection. All right, our Summers start Amari Cooper, Kerwin Williams, or Didi? PPR.
PPR. How's Willem been doing? Let's see. I like Westbrook here, but before I make my answer.
I'm digging some Westbrook here. I like the targets, like the volume, like the matchup. I think Hearns might be back this week, but that doesn't scare me. That I think that's just going to be more Westbrook. So you got a lot of options, but I like Westbrook here in PPR.
So we have two for Westbrook and one for Amari if he is healthy. Dallas's defense does not scare me. And I think Raiders have a tendency to put up points on the Cowboys, from my memory.
I think your memory's correct.
Yeah.
Just to
note. All
right, we got all
names. I think Cooper torched them last year.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know how you can really trust him.
Not in the playoffs. Not this time.
I'd much rather trust Didi, especially his stretch of targets.
I actually have that situation. I have Didi over Cooper in one of my leagues. Yeah.
All right, all Nim. Rodgers or Breeze? Opponent has Adams. I don't think that matters to me, at least. It's matter to you guys, his opponent.
No, I mean, I understand why he says that.
I know
that,
why.
He just doesn't want to be happy.
Right, right, right. For the point, you know, for the points canceling out and whatnot, you know, it kind of cancels out his opponent's big plays by Adam if he were to have them. So,
for what it's worth, I think Adam, you know, is a downgrade. Not a big downgrade, but a slight. downgrade with, you know, with Rodgers. You know, obviously Jordy's his favorite connection, but Roger, you know, not that Adams hasn't been relevant. Adams has been relevant. Cobb has kind of been the odd man out, but Cobb could be relevant too. I mean, Rodgers can make each one of those guys relevant, but usually not all three of them. So the Adams thing doesn't scare me. I'm starting Rodgers though over Breeze.
Yeah, I'm starting Rodgers over Breeze here.
Breeze for me.
All right.
They just become such a running team, and Rodgers is Rodgers.
Yeah, but I mean, Breeze is Breeze. Rodgers is playing Carolina first game back.
Breeze this year.
He's not Breeze. The only thing that's changed about Breeze is the amount of times that he's thrown.
He's got good defense. They're not garbage.
If they say Rodgers is good to go, he's good to go. Then he's good. He's good to go with me.
He is good to go, and I think I'm starting him, and you're starting him. All Nim. All right, Dr. Carmelion, whatever it is. Sorry. Pick three to play. You got Thomas, Baldwin, Hill, and Crabtree. Who are we going with here?
I love Thomas.
I'm digging that too.
Baldwin.
And then for the upside, as a flex or a wide receiver three, one and two, I like, you know, personal strategy. I like to go with those guys that have a pretty good floor. But for a flex, in a playoff, I love that guy that can put up 40 and win the week for you single-handed. So Tyreek Hill.
So Thomas Baldwin and Hill for you. What about you, Julian?
I'm just trying to look up Thomas. I just hate to trust the Denver offense. I don't want to be cute, so I'm not going to do Thomas. So I do the other three. Baldwin, Hill, Crabtree.
And I'm going to do Thomas, Hill, and Crabtree.
Okay.
So how many do we have for – we got two for Thomas. We got two for Hill. And then we got two for Crabtree.
Did we have any for Baldwin? Or was it just me?
I think just you. So one.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought we all picked Baldwin.
Then there's two for Baldwin too, actually. So yeah, actually go ahead on Baldwin and Crabtree. Let our rankings split. They're up every Wednesday. So go up on our sleeperwire.com. They're up right now. And let our rankings split you. Rip Rob Bronis, pick two. AJ Green, he's got Alshon, he's got Sanu, he's got Marvin Jones, and he's got Cooper Kupp. Great problems to have. Who are we picking from?
Yeah, it's a good problem. AJ Green kind of disappointed last week, but it's kind of hard to stay away from him.
I'm not sitting AJ Green.
So,
AJ Green.
It's probably Marvin Jones slightly outing Sanu for me.
Yeah.
Yep.
AJ Green, Marvin Jones.
Man, I love Sanu so much.
Yep.
I'm sure he loves you back.
Marvin Jones has to be someone that he can sit for Sanu. There got to be someone you can squeeze into your lineup for Sanu, because
I don't know. He could have just three solid.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're going Jones and AJ. All right, Crabtree against Dallas, full PPR. Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Crabtree's a good play.
Do it. Yeah. Do it.
Dr. Detroit says sit one RB and pick two wide receivers. All right, so who are we sitting out of these running backs? Bell, Kamara, Howard, Collins.
It's Collins and Howard, right? It's between those two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we had this call. I think this guy called in, actually. I recognize all these names. Yeah.
You're so good, Steve.
That's why they put me back here. Yeah. We're good with that one. We're all set.
And Steve, actually, hey, man, I think you're here to save me, because my entourage is looking at me funny. It's my birthday. And they're like, hey, dude, we got stuff to do.
They're trying to rush you out?
Yeah, they're trying to rush me out here. So I got to bid you guys adieu.
All right, man. Happy birthday. All right.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, guys.
Have one on me.
Kill it, guys. I'll see you guys in the championship week.
Have five. Have five on me.
No, I can't do that much. That's Jesus.
Okay, we do have a call. Actually, let's throw this caller in there real quick. And maybe they'll say happy birthday to Hussein. Come on,
if
caller.
If he's still there.
Come on, caller.
I'll stick around for that.
Wait, I get the caller to work. Phone system doesn't always work.
They didn't like me.
Anyway, listen to the replay, Hoos.
Yeah, we'll try again here. Let's move on with the questions. You guys want me to read the questions and you can chew on them? I'll be happy to do that. All right, so 12th man, 2012, sure. PPR. Pick one. Pick one wide receiver, pick one RB, and one flex. So here are the guys. We got Tate, Marquise Lee, Robbie Anderson, Goodwin, Jamal Williams, and Miller. So let's go with the running backs first. Miller or Jamal Williams?
I might be using both of them and going Tate.
So Tate for the wide receiver, Jamal Williams for running back, and Miller in the flex?
Yes.
Okay.
The Chicago play Lions. I don't know. I like Miller, but I think I'll go Williams, Goodwin, Tate.
Okay.
Goodwin, Tate. Okay. Do you play Stafford or Rodgers this week if Rodgers plays?
I think I'm going Stafford. I think I'm going Stafford here. I want to see it from Rodgers, and Carolina's not just a gimme team.
Yeah, for this situation is Stafford for me.
Okay. All right. Miltron 18, standard league. So we've got start three, and he's given us a bunch of choices here. So we got to pick three. Let's see. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So basically sit two of these guys. Mark Ingram, Kareem Hunt, Jamal Williams, Rex Burkhead, Latavius Murray. I need three.
Ingram, Williams.
This is tough.
And yeah. Chiefs play the Titans? No, it's the Chargers.
It's Ingram and Kareem Hunt and Williams for me. I like all five of these guys, but I'm playing your first three.
Yeah, I'll do the same. Yep. Okay. I was gonna say Burkhead, but Steelers defense. I don't know. You know what? Ingram, Williams, Burkhead.
Okay. All right.
Wow, you're gonna sit Hunt and play Williams?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just matchup. Because Steelers Steelers kind of got rolled on. Well, I mean, they rolled on each other. Both offenses were hot last week. But
yeah. Okay. All right. I can respect that. I can respect that.
Yep.
Okay. Burkhead,
yeah.
For the wide receivers.
I like all.
Okay. For the wide receivers, we got Brandon. same thing. Same. I mean, I need three out of these guys. Brandon Cooks, Keenan Allen, Tyreek Hill, Aguilar, and Gordon. Remember, it's a standard league, so.
Cooks, Allen, Gordon.
Yeah, Cooks, Allen, Gordon.
All right, then he wants to know, should he drop Aguilar for Juju?
No, I don't think so.
I wouldn't yet either. I want to see what they do.
I don't see you playing with your lineup, with who you have. I don't see you playing either of them anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay, Brady or Goff this week? He says Brady seems old.
Brady. Brady is old, but you're still playing him.
Yeah, you can't sit Brady.
Don't get too cute. It's the playoffs.
And, hashtag analysis.
This is great. Chargers or Ravens defense this week?
Chargers.
Let's
make sure. Who are the Ravens playing again? Are they playing Cleveland?
They're playing the Browns, man. I think Ravens for me.
Yeah, I'll switch that. I love the Chargers D, but their DST is pretty killer. Yep, go Ravens. Go ahead and go Baltimore.
Ravens defense. I don't think you lose either way. I think you're good either way. But
yeah, that's a good situation.
Right, Cleveland gives it up. So
they do. They do like a drunk, like a drunk Hussein on his birthday.
just yeah. That was probably better than what I was gonna say.
What'd you have? What'd you have? All right, 12th man, 12th man, 2012. Lions over Chargers this week for defense.
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. I got Dio, half-point PPR. Need two wide receiver and one flex. Here are the guys. Tate, Baldwin, Adams, Lee, Westbrook, and Alfred Morris. So I need two wide receivers and one flex.
Morris in your flex, Baldwin, and Adams.
Yeah. Damn. I don't know. I just don't know if Adams is going to see the same opportunities. So I think Baldwin, Westbrook. No, Baldwin, Tate, Morris.
Okay. So really it's Tate and Adams was the difference there. Let's see. Super cool fiend, rather. Hey, guys, love the show. Sit one in PPR. We got Dez, Juju, Hunt, Burkhead. Got to sit one, PPR.
Sit Juju. Yeah. Sit Juju.
All right. Dilly Dilly 21. Need two. Morris, P. Ryan, Mike Davis, or Latavius Murray. Standard league.
Morris. Yeah, Morris Davis, I think, for me.
I'm probably going Morris and Murray.
Yeah, I like Murray.
I was on the cuff of that.
Yeah.
Okay. The Murray and
can we push you over to the Murray side? I like Murray and Morris a little bit better there.
I think that's where I'm going to go.
Better offense. Just out of those four offensive lines, those two are better than the other two by far. So I'll take those guys. Wizard of Oz. This might be our overseas Australian listener. Cooks under 8 points in four of the last six and under 4 points in three of those. Goodwin has been great. Is it crazy to bench Cooks for Goodwin this week?
It's not crazy, but it's tough for me to do that in the playoffs because Cooks has that potential of just going nutty.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't think it's crazy either. I don't know if I can compare this to the Cooper and Westbrook situation because Cooper has been a lot worse than Cooks, or just been bad. I think Goodwin has a better floor. I'll just say that.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but I always at least one spot on my weekly roster. I make like my upside spot, and so I might put a weird play in there occasionally. But everything else is safe. So you would say Goodwin would be the safe play. Cooks might be the upside spot.
Yeah, I think that I want to. I'm going to say that I want to and expect to see a shootout between the Steelers and the Patriots. So I could see a lot of points happening here.
Okay. Dilly Dilly's question is kind of similar here. Dilly Dilly 21, start Westbrook over Cooks. My other receiver is Gordon, so it's kind of Gordon, Cooks, or Westbrook out of those three. Who would you start?
Well, it sounds like he needs two. It sounds like he's already starting Gordon.
Yeah.
It's Gordon and Cooks for me.
This is similar to the other question.
Yeah.
I wish it was, if it's PPR, Westbrook, but if not, Cooks.
Okay.
It's fair.
All right, Sandman 25. Oh, boy, he needs five. Two running backs, two wide receiver, and flex. So basically set this lineup, guys. You got Michael Thomas, Alshon, and Devin Funchess, and Diggs. And then you got Hyde, Melvin Gordon, and Drake. So pick two running, two wide, and one flex.
So I'm going Michael Thomas, Funchess, Hyde, Gordon, and Drake. Three running backs, and two wide receivers.
Yeah, I usually like going running backs too. Gordon, Drake. Oh yeah, Gordon, Drake. I'll say that for now. Thomas, Funchess, and I don't know. It's just something about Hyde, man. He finds a way to disappoint sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm by no means a Hyde lover.
So I think I would go. Jeffrey, just for the fact that I think Foles could, you know, there's a big possibility Foles will use him as a security blanket. But and again, there are other, you know, a lot of options on that offense. But I think Jeffrey would just have that upside that, you know, that you hope for.
Okay. Go ahead. You got something else?
No, that's all.
Okay. We got a little mixer chat here. Wilson 27. I dropped the Seahawks D for the Broncos D. Smart move or not? I'm having a hard time trusting Seattle now. I think that's a pretty even move, right? Seattle's defense kind of beat up, missing some guys. Broncos D's looking good. You guys feel good about this move?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Where was it? I'm trying to look for your question.
It's on the mixer chat. This is the people that are tuned in right now.
Okay, I'm sorry. Repeat it.
It's he dropped the Wilson 27 dropped the Seahawks D for the Broncos D. He's just having some just unsure he did the right thing.
Oh yeah, it's not terrible.
It's a lateral move, if anything. I don't think it's a downgrade. Okay. Piggly Wiggly, start two wide receiver, two running backs, whatever's left is a flex. Okay. So we got Doug Baldwin, Josh Gordon, Larry Fitzgerald, Sanu, and Richardson. Oh, these are all. Oh, I'm sorry. He put the other guys in. Okay. So let's do the wide receivers first. I need two of these guys. Baldwin, Gordon, Fitz, Sanu, and Richardson.
And how many?
Two.
Two. Gordon?
Fitz and Gordon for sure, and then I'm going Baldwin. But I like Sanu a lot. So if you wanted to put Sanu in over Baldwin, I wouldn't be upset with you.
Yeah, I'm in that same boat. Is it PPR?
It doesn't say, but I think this guy plays standard, actually, if I remember.
All right. Yeah, if it's standard, I might choose Sanu, actually. And then Baldwin and Gordon for me.
Okay. All right. I mean, he'll probably let me know in a second here. Then his running backs, so he's got it is standard. Okay. His running backs, he's got DeMarco Murray, Austin Eckler, Kerwin Williams, Mike Davis, and Corey Clement. I need two of those.
I like Mike Davis. And who was the first?
DeMarco. DeMarco Murray, Austin Eckler, Kerwin Williams, and Corey Clement. And Mike Davis.
Mike Davis, and I think I got to go. I can't. I got to go DeMarco. I can't.
Oh man.
I can't. I mean, you going to do Kerwin Williams over DeMarco? Like,
yeah. I am this week, actually.
I can't.
I can't. I see the same thing when I look at starting DeMarco. I sit there and I say, I can't. But I do it every week, and I hate it every week. So eventually I got to break up with him.
Yeah, DeMarco Murray owners are probably thinking the same thing as you. I could almost bet on it. So if you have him, I would roll the dice on Williams. He gets more opportunities. The only thing, it's a weaker offense. That's just a price you might have to pay. But it's a better floor, I think.
Yeah.
It's a better floor for Williams. And then Mike Davis.
Okay, so, and you guys gave me three wide receivers. So you stick one of those wide receivers in the flex. I think over any of these leftover running backs, Piggly Wiggly. Oh, and then he says, thanks, guys. With your help, I made it to the semis, taking it all the way. That's what we like to hear. Okay, nice. Back to the mail sack. Who did we leave off? It's the 112 standard, 5 bonus for 100-yard game. So he's got Ingram, Kamara, and Hunt. He needs 2 out of those 3.
Ooh.
Standard league.
Kamara and Hunt. Kind of want to roll both of the Saints running backs, but I'm not. I'm going to go Kamara and Hunt.
Yeah, it's hard. I think Kamara and Hunt for me too.
Okay, and then he's got another league. He needs a flex. He's got DeMarco Murray, Deion Lewis, Derrick Henry, Doug Martin, standard.
Deion Lewis.
Yeah, Deion Lewis.
Yeah,
I mean, it's either that or you're choosing between which running back you think is
going
to get
50-50.
Titans. Like,
yeah.
You're
going 50. I don't want to make that decision. I'd rather go Deion Lewis.
Okay.
No, and then you have a bigger chance of just fucking it up. So
it's a family show, Julian. Come on now.
Sorry,
it's not past midnight yet.
I would say beep it out, but
it's too late.
Can't
now.
Even do that. It's live.
It's live, buddy. All right, Sleeper Nation. Tyreek Hill or Diggs this week? PPR. This is his wide receiver 3.
Hills. Give me Tyreek Hill.
Oh, yeah. Hill.
It's close, but give me Hill.
Okay. Now we're number 91. Pick 4. PPR. So we got, just kind of give me like a yes or no on each of these guys because there's a lot. So Chris Hogan.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Stephon Diggs.
No.
Yeah, it's a no for me.
All right, Alshon.
Maybe Jeffries, Gordon.
Alshon and Josh Gordon. Yeses and no. Yeses on both of them?
Yeah, yep.
All right, so we got 3 out of 4. Then we're looking at Crowder, Greg Olsen, or Robert Woods are the last 3 to choose from. Pick one of those.
Robert Woods for me, if he's back and healthy. Otherwise, Crowder.
I might take a chance on Greg Olsen.
Really?
Yeah. He played all the snaps, like basically all the snaps last week. He just got unlucky with the defense that they were playing against. I forget who it was.
Minnesota.
They were just doing a good job with him. So I think he'll have a better shot this week.
Okay. So you got Hogan, you got Jeffries, Gordon, and then we got Robert Woods if he's healthy, or Crowder, and maybe a little Greg Olsen. So look at the rankings on that one. Now or never 91. We do have a call. Let's grab this call real quick. Good evening, caller. You're on the show. What's your name?
Hey, it's Nick. How's it going?
Hey, Nick. Hey, what's going on, man?
Let's see. For some reason, Kareem Hunt is in my waiver wire, and I have third waiver priority. with the chance that the first two didn't even see that drop because they've given up on the season. They're absolutely done. They're horrible. And they haven't checked their lineups in the last, like, 3 weeks. So I have Brady Ingram, Murray the bench. I'm thinking about dropping Tevin Coleman or Nelson Aguilar for Hunt. Which one would you drop for him? Tevin Coleman?
Yeah, whichever one you're deeper at, actually. If you have more wide receivers, drop Aguilar. If you have more running backs, drop Tevin Coleman. Either way, it doesn't really matter. I don't know. Probably Tevin Coleman. I don't see you using him at all the rest of the season. So.
Yeah, I'm pretty good with the running backs. I got Ingram, Latavius Murray, Jamal Williams.
Yeah, so you're dropping Tevin Coleman.
Burkhead.
Yeah, drop Coleman. Yeah, you're good.
All right. All right,
good luck,
guys.
Bud.
Yep, appreciate it.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in and thanks for listening. We're going to go back to that Now or Never 91. He has Chicago, Detroit, or Washington defense this week?
Detroit.
I think Detroit. Yeah, I think Detroit.
Okay, and then he's got another one here. Pick two in PPR. What?
Actually.
What?
Yeah, no. It'll be Detroit.
Never mind. Okay, two for Detroit.
Washington's interesting, that's all. Okay,
well. But you said Detroit. You got to stick with it, man. Stick with your first gut call. I like it.
Detroit.
All right, we got pick two. Now or Never 91. Pick two. PPR. Matt Forte, Alfred Morris, Latavius, Kenyon Drake. I need two.
Morris and Drake.
Yeah, Morris and Drake for me, too.
All righty. We got Basalts 1. Pick 3 of 5. So we got Hopkins, Demaryius Thomas, Mohamed Sanu, Goodwin, and Dede Westbrook. I need three of them. For me, it's Hopkins, DT, and Sanu. First three.
Yeah. Easy. Yeah. If you wanted to play Goodwin over DT, you could, but I wouldn't if it were my team. I like DT. He's the man. He's a beast.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Hopkins can have a day with Jacksonville.
Don't tell me you're sitting Hopkins. Do not tell me you're sitting the number one wide receiver. No, nope.
I don't know. They haven't. Have they seen Jacksonville this year?
Don't you do it? Well, put it
in perspective, though, Julian. If you're sitting Hopkins, you got to start Goodwin or Dede Westbrook. I mean, you feel good about either one of those over Hopkins?
That's true. We are picking three of these guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's be safe here. Let's not be cute. Let's keep Hopkins in there, and then Sanu and Dede for me.
So you're taking DD over DT. Okay. Let's see.
Yeah, it's just very hard for me to trust that offense.
Yeah, I get it. Gore or Kerwin? I think he also said Adrian Peterson seems like he will be out. I agree. I saw some news today that Arian said he doesn't even know if he's going to play again this season. So Kerwin seems to have a whole other job. So Gore or Kerwin this week? Gore plays Denver and Arizona plays Tennessee, I believe, right?
It's for sure Kerwin's. For me, Gore, you know, he's a little tank, but he just came off like a 50-touch game, so he has to be hurting. And Denver, you know, Denver's been doing a little better recently.
Yeah, for all we know, Gore probably went up to the coach and said, look, give Max some more touches this week. I think I like Kerwin, too.
Okay. Now or Never, we did that one. Trade Rape, we got two questions. First league, Corey Coleman or Dede Westbrook? Standard.
Dede.
Dede.
Okay, second league, pick two in standard. So we got AJ Green, again, Dede Westbrook, Goodwin, and Diggs.
Green and Goodwin. Maybe Green and Diggs, but for sure Green.
Yeah, Green and Goodwin, because it's standard.
Okay. And one more, Mariota or Aaron Rodgers this week. These are all must wins.
1,000,000% Aaron Rodgers. Mariota's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm so frustrated. Yeah. He lost me. He lost me a playoff, so I'm bitter. I'm bitter. I have such a good PPR team. I'm so bitter, man. So, so bitter.
I felt the emotion. I felt it.
Yeah. I had Gronk. Oh, Gronk suspended last week, and then Mariota did nothing. It was so painful. So painful.
We don't have to talk about it, buddy. We don't have to talk about it.
No, let's not. Let's not talk about it anymore.
It'll be Rodgers for me, too.
Okay. Yeah, I think so, too.
I feel your pain. I feel your pain.
Mariota's been rough. Let's see. Berserk Kurt got a Mixer chat. Gordon or Jamal Williams in standard? I'm thinking he means Melvin Gordon. Must be Melvin Gordon because it's a running back question. So
Melvin Gordon for sure. Yeah, Melvin Gordon.
Melvin. Yeah, Melvin.
Okay.
Melvin Gordon?
Melvin Gordon. I feel like – what do I feel like I don't see his first name that often?
Yeah.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
We got a tight end question. I think this might be our first tight end question today. Wilson 27, start one. Doyle, Vernon Davis, or Hooper? It's standard.
Doyle. Isn't Denver pretty terrible against the tight end?
They are supposed to be. Notorious. And the Jets miserably failed. The Jets miserably failed last week and scored a complete donut. And so did ASJ, which messed me and my one of my cousins' team. We lost by actually like 4 points. And ASJ probably could have helped out a lot there.
I feel you, bud. We don't have to talk about it.
Yeah, we don't. But yeah, normally they are terrible against the tight end. So
Doyle.
All right.
Doyle's one.
So all Doyle.
Right. All right. Doyle, Berserk Kurt. Yep. I guess this is a question. Drop Alex Smith for Cam. I would do that.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just don't like Alex Smith this week at all. I played him last week.
I just don't like Alex Smith.
Yeah, I don't care for him too much. Nick Miller. Okay. Flex pick one standard. Okay, so one flex here for Nicholas Miller. Josh Gordon, Burkhead, Aguilar, Cooks, or Latavius Murray? Who's going to get the touchdown?
This is a pick one?
Yeah, pick one.
Gordon.
Josh Gordon.
And who else? Gordon / Burkhead. Those are the two.
Okay, basically those are the two. Yeah, it's Gordon for me then.
Okay, and let's see. Let's move on to go no Pagano, and he sent us his roster here. Are you guys seeing the image of his roster? Okay.
Yep.
You recommend any changes to this, or is he good to go? PPR.
I'd keep it as long as it's a three wide receiver and not a flex.
No, I think that spot is a flex. It just says what you put in there, I think.
No,
because otherwise it would be.
Well, you can say if it is a flex, you can say what it would be for you.
If it is a flex, I'm going to move Devin. Yeah, I'm putting Mike Davis there, and I'm sitting Goodwin.
So you'd move Funches up.
Yeah, I think it'd be Mike Davis for me.
So you put Funches a wide receiver too?
Yes. Yep.
And put Davis in the flex. Okay. And he's a PPR league. No love for Cooper Kupp?
Woods is back this week, so okay. And they have Seattle. I'm not loving it.
All right. Okay. But Raz Attack. Watkins, Sanu, or Hogan this week?
Sanu. That's my boy.
Sanu. Sanu it up.
Okay. Dio asks, in a half-point PPR, he needs 4. Adams, Goodwin, Cooks, Nelson, Tate, and Diggs.
Give Watkins and
play.
Go ahead.
Play 4. So we're sitting 2 of these.
Yeah.
I'm sitting. Wow. I don't know that I want to play 2 of the Packers, but I. I'm gonna sit.
Yeah. I'm going. Well, I'm going Nelson for sure.
Yeah. So it's gonna be Nelson, Adams, Cooks, and Tate for me. I'm sitting Diggs and Goodwin.
Yeah, Oh man.
A lot of these I have them real close. Goodwin, Tate, Diggs, I have kind of interchangeable. And honestly, Adams is right there too for me. Those 4 I have more or less interchangeable in my personal rankings.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna sit Goodwin and Diggs here.
Okay. And we got Sleeper Nation, PPR. We got Richardson, Mike Evans, or Sanu. Need 1.
Give me Sanu.
Sanu.
You guys are all in on Sanu this week. I never heard his name so much.
He's just been consistent.
Yeah.
He's been really good. He's looked good. He's put up the numbers. Yeah. He's honestly, he's been better than Julio.
And Julio's helping him. You know, Sanu's getting the second best corner, so it's, you know, he doesn't have the best competition. It's just been easier from it. And he's been taking advantage of his opportunities. So
I like it. It's a new week. All right, RIP Rob Berinus. In order to start Sanu, another Sanu question, I would have to bench Hunt. Do you think that's a good move?
No, I'm going to go with Hunt over Sanu.
I'm going to try to find his question, his earlier question, because I know he was in here.
I'm playing Hunt over Sanu. I like Sanu. I do. I like Sanu. But Hunt is, we think, a lock for 15, if not 20 touches, and... He has the ability to just go nuts with one play. So
yeah, better floor for Hunt. So I'm doing that. It's better to have the better floor, I think, in the playoffs and in championships.
Well, I think it's a higher ceiling too,
and higher ceiling, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, and then finally, trade rape. I'm afraid of Aaron Rodgers getting hurt. Then he does a humble brag about how big his pot for first place is, and he just picked up Bortles, LOL. So, I mean, we kind of talked about this on the Monday show for people that lost Wentz and people that had picked up Rodgers. I think the camp is kind of split on how to treat Rodgers as a start for the most part, but a lot of people are rolling him out there. You guys think Bortles is a decent ad in case Sunday comes around, the game time comes around, and Rodgers is, like, you know, sore? Would you rule Bortles out?
If it's not, look, if it's my team, I am not trusting a 1.5K pot to Blake Bortles. So you do what you want. Aaron Rodgers is a winner. And if he says he's good to go, I'm inclined to believe him. So, and not only that, but being 7-6, they have a shot. So they have to win out. Like,
yeah.
You're talking about one of the top competitors in the NFL. And he's in a win or go home situation. Come on, give me Rodgers, and I want the sweat. I like a little sweat.
It's so tough sometimes.
No way.
But he's saying, what if, you know? What? All right. So what if Aaron doesn't play?
Who did you have? You said you just picked up Bortles. I'm curious who he had before this that got him to where he is right exactly. Now. Because it wasn't Bortles, so you dropped somebody for Bortles.
He didn't
Bortles.
Mention. I assume whoever he dropped, it could have been Aaron. It could have been for Aaron Rodgers too. But I guess
no, I'm just playing Rodgers though. Even if Rodgers is hurt, I'm playing Rodgers. No, just Rodgers. He's going to win you $1,500.
Yeah, look, Rodgers is playing Rodgers. I don't think it's going to be terrible if Rodgers is not playing and you play Bortles. I don't think it'd be a terrible move at all. But Rodgers playing is going to be Rodgers for me.
Alrighty, and then finally, I got one last mixer question: Piggly Wiggly, Buffalo or Washington defense this week? We haven't heard Washington. Buffalo mentioned in this show yet.
Yeah,
but you like Washington?
Absolutely.
Julian, Washington over Buffalo?
Yeah. Buffalo has the Dolphins. Yeah, Washington for me.
Okay. And wait, there's somebody typing on Sleeperbot, so I'll give them 2 seconds. While I let them do that, I'm going to remind you guys, we do the Sunday Morning Blitz again this week. Don't forget, there are games on Saturday this week, too. So set your lineups early. Obviously, just set them, you know, on Thursday, probably for the entire weekend. But we will be doing the Sunday Morning Blitz at we usually start, what, like 11:30 on Sunday morning Eastern, and we take your calls, just like this show. We take your calls and take your questions for your start sit stuff. So get you through that championship week 15 into the finals here. And let's see, minimal impact, Dak or Rodgers this week?
Dak. There's a cutoff. You know, there is a cutoff. I want to play Rodgers, but there is a cutoff of people that I trust more, given, I mean, that matchup
situation,
right? If Dak had a more difficult matchup as opposed to the Oakland Raiders, I'd be rolling out Rodgers, but that matchup is just so juicy.
All right,
so
yeah,
let's talk about that matchup, because he also has Alfred Morris, and he wants to know Alfred Morris or Mike Davis. This is a standard league, so would you go all Cowboys this week, or would you start Mike Davis?
You know, I would go all Cowboys. I like Mike Davis, but he's playing the Rams, and
I think he's in a good position facing the Rams, though. I mean, they've allowed some points to the running back, so I mean, I wouldn't be afraid of it. But I think it's also a good situation to pick between Morris and Davis. They both have good floors. They both have safe floors.
Yeah, but you know, Davis is dealing with a little. He's dealing with a little injury issue right now. So, I think Morris is. I got to go Morris. It's not the homer in me. I think that's the better play.
All right. And yeah, I think
it's a good problem to have. Morris wouldn't be bad.
That, I think, is it for the show today. I'm seeing somebody else typing in here. I just want to make sure. That should be... Oh, we got a final question. All right, this is the last one. Dilly Dilly 21. Play Davis over P. Ryan and Latavius Murray? Question mark.
So Mike Davis over P. Ryan?
Yeah, or Latavius.
And Latavius Murray. Yeah. I think I got to go Latavius Murray. But I do like Mike Davis. As a player, I like Mike Davis quite a bit, but I think Latavius Murray has a bounce-back week. I know he had an off week against Carolina, but he had three or four really solid games leading up to that. So I think he bounces back. Cincinnati is depleted right now.
Yeah, I agree.
On both sides of the ball.
And they don't look like they want to play anymore either. They look like they've kind of given up.
They do. You know, from the top down, A.J. Green, Mixon's hurt. Defense, you know, a lot of players on the defense, on the line. It's just not looking good. Mm-hmm. I think the Vikings just...
Yeah, they should ram over them.
Absolutely just destroy them.
Yeah. I think Murray for me.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. That is it for the show today, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Mail Sack. And I guess we'll be doing one more, probably, next week.
Sure. We'll take people to fantasy glory.
All right.
So well, fantasy heaven.
Yeah, I mean, look how many callers we had at the beginning of the show today saying that we've helped them get to where they are. You know, we expect them to be back next week. So
we should see them next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lucas, who's happy birthday, and Julian, thank you guys for being on the show today. That is it. We're going to get out of here. Told you earlier, head over to sleeperwire.com if you want to hear our podcast. Check out our rankings, which come out Wednesday, and send us questions through the mails through the website. You can do that. We'll answer those. And of course, you can find us on the Sleeperbot app. The 12 champions are always on. You can find Lucas at Sleeperwire LBB. You can find Prophet Hoos at Prophet Hoos. You can find Julian at Julian SW. Ask him questions on the Sleeperbot app in the Sleeperwire channel. Having a hard time talking today. That is it. Good luck on the week, guys. We will catch you next week when you are headed towards your final championship game. Thank you for tuning in to the Sleeperwire Mail Sack.
Later.